Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast of the Shepherd Cast. My name is Marina and I'm going to be talking today. So, our topic for today is 4-H tips. I haven't done too much about this. I haven't really talked too much about it, but I feel like it's something I have a little bit of experience with, so might as well speak with it. Number one is showing tips. Showing tips is kind of important when you're showing. When I started, I didn't really know how to show, but then kind of I learned a lot, and then I learned all that stuff and didn't even get to put it to work because the show was canceled, so that really sucked, but oh well. I will give you guys some showing tips that I've learned. Number one is you can actually put some grain in a little bottle and you can use that to train your animal to like you. It makes it a lot easier because then they're not skittish and they're not like scared of you when you're in the ring. That's really easy and it's simple, so it's kind of more easier to use. That way they get friendly with you, but they'll kind of get used to you as you kind of work with them. Number two is to be consistent with your work. Don't put it off. I definitely recommend you kind of working with them every day, every other day, something like that. Just make it consistent, because that helps. Number three is halter breaking. Halter breaking is pretty hard, right? But I've learned a few tricks over the years. Number one for your halter breaking is you can actually take, you know, halter them. You can catch them and put a halter on them. And then you just tie them up to a tree and let them fight it out rather than fighting it with you. Once they're pretty good with the tree, then you can grab them and start leading them. I would suggest putting a glove on, some gloves so that rope doesn't burn your hand. It really works better. And then you can kind of like lead them around, just make sure you've got that stance so you don't lose the animal. It works better when you get a younger animal, of course, but up to you guys. Let's see, another one is meat production tips. If you're doing 4-H and you're probably showing sheep for meat, then you know a few tricks would be separating, if you got a bunch of different animals, separating your showman animal and putting it in a separate group so then you can keep that animal maybe a little more feed intake and then you can kind of beef it up. But there's all kinds of feeds out there that you can find that will beef your animal up. But I do want to make sure you guys remember, don't feed them anything unnatural. Feed them something that's healthy because that's just gross if you're feeding them something unnatural. There's so many different feeds out there. I really want to make sure you guys remember, just feed them something good, not unnatural and gross, you know? So really look at what they're feeding. But I highly suggest kind of separating them and giving them maybe a little extra feed just to beef them up a little bit. I honestly don't do any of that. Usually my showman animals get the same exact feed as my regular animals. Just because I don't really have the room to be separating them. But you know, it's up to you. I'd highly suggest probably separating them. That way you can kind of feed them a little more. You can also weigh your animal every week to see their gain of weight, to see if they're gaining anything. But what I always say in my Zoom meetings when I'm doing a meat production class, you want your animals to be meaty and muscly, not fat. There's a total difference. Do you want to be eating a bunch of fat when you're eating your animal? No. I do raise a lot of my Dorpers for meat, so there's a little bit of experience in the meat production tips, but usually my animals are fed all on pasture, just a little bit of hay, and then they get a little bit of grain, so it's mostly haylage and grain, but there's not too much in there. We try to make sure that they're healthy as possible, so then we don't get any sick animals, because that's just not the best when you're butchering a sick animal. So, always make sure your animals are healthy, you know, you got a good animal there. Always try to make sure that you're not feeding them too much, because that can really make them ginormous, because sheep, they will just eat and eat and eat. So make sure that you're watching that, watching their gain of weight, and you want to make sure that they're not fat. Sorry, my cat is right here. You want to make sure that they're not fat, but they're meaty. They got that good muscle that we want in a Dorper. Because when you look at a pretty good type 5 Dorper, you know, they got some nice muscle, a nice build, a nice strong body type. And that's what we want in a Dorper. Because there isn't a lot of people that are showing Dorpers out there for 4-H. So I definitely want to make sure we get more of those out there because Dorpers are awesome for that kind of thing. I mean, they're made for the meat production, you know? So really make sure that you're getting those Dorpers out there, guys, because those are perfect for this. Really make sure you do that. So showing tips is really important. Meat production is super important. So please, please, please make sure you really take these tips in. I have this book I've been reading about showmanship and stuff like that. I don't remember where it is, but you can probably find it on Amazon. It's called Show Your Way to the Top, and I've been reading that, and I usually read it every year right before my Reno show, and that really helps me give a little bit of confidence and just freshen up, you know, just remember everything that I need to remember. For showmanship classes, I highly suggest you practice with your animal a lot. And I mean a lot, I mean a lot, a lot, a lot. Because when the show day comes, and if you don't have that confidence when you're with your animal, it really gets to you. I can tell you guys, it really gets to you. So just practice your stance. You can pick all this stuff up from that book, you know, that really has all that information. But practice your stance, practice petting your animal, get them used to you. Practice putting their feet back, practice your bracing. All of that's super important, especially when you're showing these Dorpers, because they're stronger than they look. I can tell you guys that. They're way stronger than they look. But yes, also, if you, I actually, I could probably tell you guys some of this. For my showmanship or my showing supplies that I use, I could probably tell you guys what I use for showing supplies. It's not a big secret. But for my showing supplies, I will usually bring with me a big bottle of whitening shampoo, a bottle of regular stock shampoo, and some blankets. My blankets would be like, you know, so they don't get dirty. Underneath, when I'm traveling, I put the spandex on, and then on top, I put the ProCool. So those are two that I really use. Sometimes, if it's just so hot out, I don't blanket them just because I don't want them to get overheated, especially because there's not water in the trailer. Then I won't put a blanket on them because they usually stay pretty clean. But if I have a load full of animals, I will usually blanket them. But it's important not to blanket them when it's hot out, because then they can just overheat and it's really not good. I heard the story, my breeder told me that one of their friends tied their lambs in the trailer because they had a stock full of ewes and rams. And I want to make sure you guys get this. Do not tie your animals in the trailer. Because when they showed up at the show, their lamb had strangled itself and it got caught up in its halter. So, that was really a bummer. They showed up at the show and their lamb was already dead. I mean, that is terrible. I can't even imagine what that'd be like. So please make sure you guys don't tie your sheep up in the trailer, because that's just horrible, you know? So that's something to remember when you're doing this, is don't tie your animals up. So yeah, let's see, what else do I use? I bring some brushes with me, because that's easy if they just have like a little dust on top of them, you just brush them out. I bring loads of towels, and I bring my hoof trimmers just in case they have a little strangled toe we didn't see when we trimmed them. I bring some blood stop powder just in case they get a cut, and some hydrogen peroxide, and just kind of the main stuff, medical stuff, you know, bandages just in case. There's always accidents that can happen. It's good to be prepared. I bring loads of extra halters. So all this stuff is in my show box. I have one show box I keep all this stuff in so that I don't forget anything. So that's super important. You can do too. I also bring a cooler for waters because there's usually no water stuff at the shows. And then that's pretty much it, guys. I don't bring too much with me because I don't find it I need it. But I also, because my lambs usually spend overnight in the Reno show, or there for a night, so I usually will bring my own feed and my own bedding, because the bedding is a little more expensive there because you don't really have a choice. So it's usually best to do that. But yeah, that's pretty much all I bring for my shows, is just the main stuff. The stuff that I kind of need. So I don't try to bring too much, but I also bring like a pitchfork or like a poop scoop, you know, just to break out the manure if they made it dirty. So that's something to do too. You know, just find what works for you in these shows because it's super important to be prepared when you're doing this. So yeah, that's kind of the main stuff. If you guys want to hear any more of my showing for each tips kind of thing, let me know because definitely enjoy doing this for you guys. Definitely enjoy educating. So let me know, guys. Hopefully that's everything I can talk about for this one. Not sure if I'll do another podcast about showing and forage tips. Maybe I'll do it when I'm closer to the show and I have a little more information and I could probably give you my guys some more tips and tricks in during this because the Reno show is coming up pretty soon, so I'm excited to share that with you guys. So I think that's it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in my next podcast, and if you liked it, make sure to like and check out my other socials because I definitely enjoy doing these with you guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.